like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress to order, April 19th, 2017. The time is 10:15 a.m. We're on day 20 of the HUNCA session. Congresswoman Edwards, would you please pray for us this morning?
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. We are gathered to do the work of the Osage people. Give us confidence, kindness, patience. Give us the wisdom to do your will. We pray for those that are in mourning. We pray for the families of those who have recently lost loved ones, particularly the loss of an officer of the state. We pray for those that are fighting for this country and the freedoms that we enjoy. Give us strong hearts, kind minds to do the will of the people. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards. Present. Congresswoman Hamilton. Here. Congresswoman Maker. Here. Congresswoman Mason. Present. Congressman Norris. Here. Congressman Shaw. Here. Congressman Superman. Here. Congressman Tillman. Here. Congressman Walker. Here. Congresswoman Whitehorn. Here. Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redhorn. Present.
I declare a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please look over the journal for April 18th. Congressman Walker.
I think the adjournment time is wrong because I had an IFS meeting and we had plenty of time to get through that before noon. I think it may have been more like 10:41.
Thank you. I agree. Congressman Hamilton.
Page 14. I want to say 1757 as a percentage sign. Instead of the dollar sign.
There's still that percentage sign. Thank you. Congressman Supernaw?
Somebody already mentioned this. We had 12 votes to adjourn. Our last page.
Okay, thank you.
Move to approve the journal as amended.
Motion, okay. Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Abstain.
One abstention from Congressman Mason. The journal for April 18th is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees? Seeing none, reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Speaker, would you like for me to stand, keep my seat?
Go ahead, keep your seat.
Keep my seat.
You can have one leg.
Okay, Health and Social Services Committee met yesterday, considered 5 appointees, considered Carla Brown and Debbie Cheshawala to the up to Osage Home Health Committee action. Both candidates is that they are qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Considered Mike Moore, Nancy Kyle, and Bill Thorne to the Health Authority Board. Committee action on all three candidates is that they are qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Congressman Walker.
This time I make a motion that all 5 candidates that I've just reported out be placed on tomorrow's agenda for consideration and confirmation.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, they will be placed on Thursday's agenda. Introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? At this time, I will announce that a request for discharge from committee has been signed, has enough signatures to discharge for ONCA 1768.
Title of that bill?
It's 800,000. It's an act to authorize and appropriate $800,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for pre-construction costs of building a wellness center in Fairfax and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay.
Congressman Shaw.
Madam Speaker. I'm the sponsor of that bill. I appreciate your announcing that it's been discharged from the Health and Social Services Committee. In an effort to get this appropriated so that the executive branch can begin planning any pre-construction and construction activities to build this wellness center in Fairfax that consists all of federal funds, I'd like to make a motion to advance it to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
Suspend the rules, modify the agenda.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. That is no on General Order Day 2 for today's agenda. Okay. We are now on General Order Day 1. Second reading, Congressman Shaw.
Reading an ONCA 1763, an act to authorize and appropriate $184,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for renovating, reconfiguring, and maintaining the Versace Health Clinic and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congressman Shaw.
Speaker, I would I'd like to make a motion to advance ONCA 1763 to agenda order day two on today's agenda, rule suspension.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded.
Point of inquiry.
Okay.
We're talking about the grant money, the...
No.
No. Okay. The one he just read in for second reading.
Thank you, I got this.
The grant money's already on agenda order day two. Okay, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 1763 is on day two. All right, general order day two. ONCA 1763, an act to authorize and appropriate $184,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for renovating, reconfiguring, and maintaining the Wajaji Health Clinic, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after Congressman Shaw.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to make a motion that, that this be placed on third reading for Friday, following engrossment.
Can we do it today?
Today? I withdraw my motion.
Six bills, and they can all be voted on today. I know, I'm getting ready.
You had already asked for the other ones to be put on Thursday's agenda because you weren't going to engross.
I think we can engross today, though.
Okay, did you have a fine? There is no motion on the floor right now. It's been withdrawn. Okay, so it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. ONCA 17. Congressman Shaw, I can't see you, I'm sorry.
Point of inquiry, did you say on the next day's agenda or today's agenda?
It would be on the next day, which is tomorrow. Because there's no movement. It hasn't been moved to today.
Just call them legislative day.
I'd like to make a motion to modify the agenda, suspend the rules, and place ONCA 1763 to third reading on today's agenda, following engrossment.
Second. Or did we wait? Have we already had general order day two for those bills yet?
Just that one.
Yes, we're on it right now. And there are other bills that are just setting and not going to go on until tomorrow's agenda. So we're going to engross right now to only vote on one bill?
No.
Well, those...
I'm
going
to make a motion.
All right, so the motion is to place ONCA 1763 on third reading on today's agenda. Was there a second? All those in favor of the motion say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Was there a no? Okay. 1763. ONCA 1768. An act to authorize and appropriate $800,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for pre-construction costs of building a wellness center in Fairfax and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. Congressman Shaw.
Madam Speaker, in similar fashion as the previous bill, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda. Advance ONCA 1768 to third reading on today's agenda following the motion.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Congresswoman Edwards.
I move to advance the bills that are in engrossment, currently in engrossment, onto third reading on today's agenda.
Mm-hmm. 1737, ONCA 1739, and ONCR 1714. Are those the bills?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to recess for the purposes of engrossment.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
To call the chair.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Discussion? All those in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are in recess to the call of the chair for purpose of engrossment.